愿大家平安。
Peace to all。
今天下午，从列王记上十七章跟大家来查考，从干旱到恩雨大降。
Today I'd like to share the passage from 1 Kings chapter 17 regarding from drought to the shower of blessing。
我们这次是这个西负责的讲习会。
Right now we are holding our RE coordinator workshop。
做西负责最大的挑战是什么？
What is the greatest challenge faced by RE coordinators?
有时候跟当传道一样。
A lot of times it is quite similar to being a full-time pastor.
如果我们去接任一间教会，圣工非常兴旺。
If we go and succeed a holy work from a church that is growing or prosperous.
最大的挑战就是经过几年之后，圣工能够更往上走。
And the greatest challenge there in that situation is that a few years later, the church can grow even more.
但是如果不是很投入，有时候几年之后教会往下降。
But if we are not so immersed into our work, maybe a few years later, the status may be worse from when it began.
那如果我们接着一个教会好像在干旱当中。大家的灵性都是枯萎。
Now, if you are at a church in which everyone is kind of the spiritual faith of the members are like that of a drought.
最大的挑战就是让他们有恩雨大降，属灵复兴。
And then the greatest challenge there is so that the shower of blessing may be poured upon this drought.
那我们接任宗教教育系，经过一阵之后，如果更好，这个就是我们。得神祝福的一个证明。
And so after one year of being our RE coordinator, if everything is turning for the positive, is good, then it is indeed a blessing from God.
这是不简单啊。
And this is not so easy.
但是过了一阵之后，如果往下掉。
But after one term, if the condition have worsened,
我们的 RE 里面的学生都好像属灵的干旱。
And then our RE students, their faith is like that of a spiritual drought.
都不会结果子。
And none of them produce any fruit.
那我们这一任就不可能需要检讨。
And then we may really have to reflect and examine our work.
那所以我们从这个列王记上十七章来看看怎么神能够通过我们使干旱变成恩雨大降。
And so from this passage in 1 Kings chapter 17, let us learn as to how to, through us as God's workers, to change the drought into that of a showers of blessing.
有时候我们很懂得计划。
Sometimes we may be gifted in planning.
所以经过计划之后，整个工作照着计划一直在推动。
And after we plan so diligently, and our plan seemed to be executed so flawless.
但是就感觉到好像缺乏什么。
But then there's some moments in which we feel it is lacking something.
那到底缺乏什么？
And so what exactly is it lacking?
如果没有从圣经看，也看不出来。
And if we do not look it from the perspective of the Bible, we may not see it.
那就从圣经看起来缺乏什么？缺乏灵性。
And if we look at it from the Bible, it actually is the spiritual life behind it.
就是整个计划这样机械性一直在推动，但灵性没有在成长。
And that is to say that everything may go according to your plan, but the spiritual aspect is not growing.
所以有时候我们在参加一些像那个火山或者这些布道聚会。
So sometimes when we conduct like these Hosanna events or some evangelical events,
非常计划非常好。
There's a lot of time and efforts put into the coordination and the planning.
那一切都好像是这样，这个 professional 这样在进行。
And everything looks so professional.
但是好像缺乏什么。
But sometimes I feel something is lacking.
缺乏属灵的成分在里面。
It lacks that spiritual essence.
第一个，很少人去找慕道者。
And first, it may be that there are very few members that go and invite you to seek a friend.
是对信徒布道。
And actually, you are evangelizing to your own members.
第二个
，second，
没有很明显圣灵在做工。
And it's very clear to see that there is no abidance of the Holy Spirit.
就是没有用祷告来预备。
And that is that this work was not prepared through prayer.
所以这个我们很会计划，很会推动，这很好。但是如果能够加上属灵的成分。那就恩雨大降。
So we can plan and we can push the work, but if it is not for the efforts in prayer, we will not have this showers of blessings.
那在 以利亚当时世代，我们看有两种的干旱。
And so during the time of Elijah, we can see that there are two kinds of drought.
好，我们看《列王纪上》十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 17.
好，《列王纪上》十七章。
1 Kings chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be a dew nor rain these years except at my word.
这里说以利亚当时世代啊，不下雨。
And so at the time, Elijah prophesied that there will not rain in these lands.
那因为不下雨，所以到第八节，我们就看那个地方有很多的寡妇。
And so because there was no rain at that time in verse 8, we see there are a lot of widows.
哦，因为没有收成。
Because there was no harvest.
那很多人都死了。
And so a lot of people died.
啊，所以就很多的寡妇。
And so there are a lot of people who became widows.
那神是慈爱的神，为什么神不降雨呢？
And so if God is such a merciful God, why is it that he will not rain down the rain?
神就像父母。
Because God is like a father or mother.
所以有哪一个父母愿意孩子受苦呢？
Which parent wants to see their children suffer?
所以以赛亚书说，我们受苦，神也在受苦。
And so Isaiah, the book of Isaiah says that as we suffer, God also suffers.
因为神爱我。
Because he loves us.
那为什么神允许干旱来到呢？
And so why is it that God permits the famine to fall upon the land?
原来我们就看到以色列百姓有另外一种干旱。
And so here we can see that it is because Israel has another kind of drought.
就是属灵的干旱。
And that is the spiritual drought.
那这个属灵的干旱从哪里来？
And so where did this spiritual drought come from?
如果我们看这个十八章十六节开始。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 16.
特别是十八节。
Especially verse 18.
说你们离弃耶和华的诫命去随从巴利。
It is that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals.
就是去拜偶像。
That is to say, people of Israel went to worship idols.
那拜偶像就是罪。
And so worshiping idols is sin.
罪就使人跟神切断。
And so sin becomes a blockage between man and God.
那神的生命、神的恩典就留不下。
And so the life and the blessings of God no longer can connect that to man.
那留不下来就是属灵的干旱。
And so when that cannot be connected, therefore man suffers from this drought.
信仰不会结果子。
And then they will not be able to produce this fruit in their spiritual life.
生活不会改变。
And in their life, they will not be changed, it will not transform.
所以我们现在最怕就是教会有属灵的干旱。
And so what we are afraid the most in church is that we have the spiritual drought.
外表大家生活都很丰富。
On the surface, it seems as though everyone lives so plentifully.
但是灵性上。
But in spirit,
瞎眼、贫穷、赤身露体。
There are the blind, the poor, and those who are naked.
在生活上找不到果子。
That in our life, we cannot find fruit.
生活没有办法荣耀神。
In our life, we cannot glorify God.
这就是属灵的干旱。
And this equals and means spiritual drought.
那为什么神的生命流不下来？
And so why is it that the life of God cannot flow down?
一定有一个什么东西挡住我们跟神的关系。
There must be something that blocks between us and God.
所以有时候我们这个 RE department 也是一样。
And so likewise, it applies to our RE department.
那怎么我们这里学生好像我们负责的学生属灵生命都没有力量？
Why is it that the students we are responsible for doesn't have this kind of spiritual vigor in life?
经不起试探。
That they are not able to stand against temptations.
没有办法很有力量的侍奉。
They do not serve with strength.
在生活当中没有办法结果子荣耀神。
That in their life they lack the spiritual fruit to glorify God.
好像这个跟神的关系中间有一个什么阻隔？
It seems as though there is something that is blocking between their relationship with God.
这个阻隔就是我们要拿掉的地方。
And this is the blockage or the obstacle that we must remove.
那因为跟神有阻隔。
And because there is a blockage between us and God.
神没有降下恩典来。
Therefore, God is unable to pour down His blessing.
所以生活就受苦。
And so we suffer in our life.
因为没有神的恩典，生活就受苦。
Because we have no blessings of God, therefore we suffer.
所以当时他们就很多的人没饭吃就死了。
And so at the time of drought, a lot of people do not have food to eat, and so they perished.
所以我们要了解现实的生活，看得见的生活跟看不见的灵性是连在一起的。
And so we must come to this realization that the world in which we can see with our eyes is directly related to the world in which we cannot see with our eyes.
如果我们跟神的关系好，
If we have this good relationship with God,
神与我们同在，
and God abides with us,
在 在生命记里面讲。
In Deuteronomy it tells us.
我们生命记里面讲以色列百姓他们走旷野。
In Deuteronomy it says that the Israelites wandered in the wilderness.
他们却一无所缺。
But they lacked nothing.
关键在哪里？
What is the secret there?
因为神与他们同在。
It is because the Lord Almighty dwells with them.
所以他们就一无所缺。
And that is why even in the wilderness they lack nothing.
生命记第二章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you are trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
在旷野不种也不收，一无所缺，这个是神迹啊。
And so in the wilderness, they do not sow or harvest, but they lack nothing.
为什么？
Why?
充满神的恩典。
Because they were filled with the grace of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为神与他们同在。
Because God was with them.
所以神与我们同在，生活就不会有缺乏。
And so if God is with us, now we lack nothing in our life.
所以跟神的关系，这个是根本。
And so this relationship with God is the basic.
这个根本抓住了。
If we have this foundation and we have a good hold of it,
生活就没有忧虑。
Then we will have no worries in our life.
所以以色列百姓，我们可以看他们经历两种干旱。
And so the people of Israel encounter two types of drought.
昨天晚上我们这里下雨。
Last night we have rain here in SoCal.
想大家都很高兴啊。
And everyone is so joyful.
太久没有下雨。
Because it's been too long that we have seen rain.
那如果多下几天，你发现我们庭院就不一样。
And so if it continues to rain a few more days, you see that people's attitude began to change.
花草就开始生了。
Or the environment began to change because the grass began to grow.
树叶就开始变绿啊。
And then the leaves on the tree becomes green.
就是雨的功效。
And this is the effect of rain.
但属灵上啊，如果神的雨降下来
，And so in the spiritual, if the rain of God pours upon us,
我们就发现我们宗教教育系信徒的这些学生的信仰开始复兴。
Then you will see in our RE department that the faith of our students and our teachers begin to grow.
生活有好的表现。
And there are many good examples in their daily life.
会结果子。
And they are able to produce fruit.
人看着就知道他是基督徒。
People can see that he and he or she is a Christian.
因为基督徒有一个很明显的记号
，because there is a clear indication of a Christian，
就是他跟人不一样
，and that he is different from others。
那这个就是结果子
，and this is producing fruits。
在面对试探的时候
，so when we face temptations，
我们就可以看到他不一样
，we can see that this person is different。
他不会被潮流冲走
，he is not easily carried away by the current。
他能够很肯定的说 no。
he is so able to stand strong in the tide and say no。
因为他知道他是活在神的面前
，because he knows he lived before the presence of the Lord Almighty。
他会很热心的服侍
，and so he will live and to serve God diligently。
把侍奉当恩典
，and to serve as a blessing。
这个就是表示我们这个宗教教育系有在成长。
And so this will be an indication that our RE department is growing.
那这个需要由天上降雨下来。
And this requires the rain from above.
那这个天要降雨在以利亚那个世代，到底从哪里开始？
And so where does it begin so that the rain can fall upon the generation of Elijah?
从以利亚的复兴开始。
And it starts with the revival of Prophet Elijah.
神先复兴以利亚。
God first revived Elijah.
然后通过以利亚去复兴以色列百姓。
Then through Prophet Elijah, he go and revive upon the people of Israel.
然后恩雨就大降。
And then the shower of blessing came down.
所以我们在教会里面呢，做圣工不是说安排一排排一排没事情了。
And so in church work, it's not that we prepare and plan our annual plan and then everything's good, hunky dory, and that's it.
如果我们教会要复兴。
But if our church is to revive,
每一个人要先有属灵的复兴。
Then every single one of us must have the spiritual revival.
我们才能够带动整个教会的复兴。
Then you can be a prime mover for the holy work in church.
所以神要复兴以利亚。
And so God wants to revive Elijah.
那神要复兴以利亚怎么复兴？
And so how does God revive Elijah?
改变他的生活环境。
And that is to change his environment.
我们来看
his lifestyle.
列王记上十七章。
Let's look back into 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十七章
First Kings chapter 17,
二节三节
2 and 3 Then the word of the Lord came to him saying 3 Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith which flows into Jordan.
啊，这里说叫他去藏在基利西旁。
Here, God tells Elijah to go hide by the brook Cherith.
那基利西旁要吃什么？
And what is he to eat there?
啊，要喝什么？
What is he to drink from there?
这个是生活最基本的需要。
These are the basic necessities of his life.
啊，第四节。
Four. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
这里说喝喝水，吸水。
Here it says that he will drink from the brook.
那吃呢？乌鸦叼饼。
And what is he to eat? He's to eat whatever the ravens is to feed him.
没有比这个生活更简单的。
There is nothing more simple in life than compared to this.
但是就在这个时候，以利亚跟神的关系重新建立。
But it is at this moment in which the relationship of Elijah and God is established.
那这是不是指着说，哦，信耶稣都要这样？
Now, does it mean that to be a Christian that our life is to be like this?
不是的。
It's not the case.
圣经里面有很多的很财富很丰富的人灵性还是很好。
In the Bible there are also many examples in which those are who are wealthy and rich but so faithful in serving God.
比方说亚伯拉罕啊，他是大富户。
It says for example Abraham was a wealthy man.
但是我们看他的心态。
But then if you look into his attitude,
他在世界上做客人。
In this world he treats it as a pilgrim.
他仰望更美的家乡。
For he yearns for the eternal home.
所以他的心根本就不在财富。
So his heart is not upon his wealth.
不被财富缠累。
Nor was he held back by his wealth.
专心在仰望神。
But he continues to focus upon the eternal kingdom above.
又像约伯。
Just like Job.
约伯在东方中他牛羊很多。
Job has many possessions and herds.
他很富有。
And he was a wealthy man.
但如果我们读到中间那个约伯讲约伯，他在讲他自己。
Read into the middle of the book of Job, and as he talked about himself,
他说他从来不以钱财做快乐。
He said he never found joy upon the amount of his abundance and his wealth.
他也不依靠钱财。
And he never lacked anything.
所以约伯的心是在神的上面。
And so the heart of Job was always focused upon that of God.
所以这两个人告诉我们，钱财很多，不是罪。
And so these examples tell us that to be blessed in this world, to be rich or wealthy is not a sin in this world.
还是有可能灵性很好。
It is still possible to maintain or to even have a good faith.
但是大部分的人，
But the majority of the people,
我们的心都被物质世界捆绑。
Our hearts is easily bound by the material world.
被物质世界缠累。
To be held back by the material world.
所以我们现在跟神的关系，
And so our relationship with God now,
不只有罪的阻挡。
Not only do we have this obstacle of sin,
比方说你看的这个电影里面不是暴力就色情。
For example, the movies we watch today, it's either something that is lustful or violent.
这一些世俗的东西使我们跟神有阻挡。
And so all these material things becomes an obstacle with God.
但是因为心灵空虚，所以天天都在喝这个世俗的酒。
But because we have this vanity in our heart, every day we receive these kind of things into our heart.
良心已经麻痹了。
And so our conscience becomes numb.
所以没有办法感觉到神是不是跟我同在。
And so we lose that sensitivity in which whether or not God abides with us.
这是第一个问题。
And this is the first problem.
第二个问题就是太多的东西缠累我。
And the second problem is that we have way too much things that occupies our mind.
所以一个人如果要属灵复兴，
And so if one is to able to have this spiritual revival,
在他的心里最深处先要把我们跟物质的关系把它切清楚。
In the depths of our heart, we must be able to cut away and make a clear distinction between ourselves and the material world.
拥有它，但不被它捆绑。
That we can have it, but we are not bound by it.
You know, 原来我们是自由的。
Because initially we are free.
我们可以拥有它，但不被它捆绑。
That we can have it, but we are never controlled by it.
我们来看诗篇的106篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 106.
106篇13节。
Psalms 106.
14节15节。
14:15. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. 15. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
这里说他们在旷野大起欲心。
Here it says they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness.
要吃鱼吃韭菜吃肉。
They want fish, they want meat to eat.
那十五节神就给他们了。
And so 15 it says that he gave them their request.
但是下半句英文就讲得很有趣的，说是他们里面那个人很瘦。
But then in verse at the second half of verse 15 it says, but sent leanness into their soul.
你如果看到一个人最近体重忽然间变成很瘦，你就问他，哎，你有没有问题啊？
If you see some friend of yours suddenly who lost a lot of weight, first question you may ask is, are you all right?
这个属灵上灵很瘦，就是表示没有力量。
So when it says here leanness into their soul, it means that they are not healthy.
或者我大家想说，我不是财主啊。
Or perhaps people say, I am a wealthy man.
你如果跟非洲人比，就是财主啊。
Or some people say, I'm not a wealthy man, but if you compare yourself to people in Africa, you are considered wealthy.
我们有的他都没有了。
What we have, they may not, they do not have.
所以我们就是财主啊。
And so you are wealthy.
所以这些东西缠累我们。
And so all these things actually sometimes hold us back.
所以使我们里面那个人变成很瘦，没有力量。
So that our soul becomes lean.
因此我们试着在这个很富足的生活当中，要跟物质世界有所切割。
And so in our abundance, we must be able to clear away from that of this material world.
比方说，生活简单，这是一个方法。
For example, one method is to keep your lifestyle simple.
多一个东西，多一个麻烦。
If you have one additional thing, you have one additional worry.
多一个分心。
You have one thing that may distract your attention.
少一个东西，我们能够多少一个麻烦，少一个分心。
If you have one thing less, then you have one thing to worry about or to care about.
但是有的东西变成不能不没有。
But sometimes there are things in which we must have.
那我们就要想办法去控制它，不要被。
And we must decide and to be able to discern how to control it instead of having it control us.
比方说，我们看到有的教会到有的信徒来教会里面，从来不用这个 smartphone.
Sometimes we see members come to church, they never use their smartphone.
如果用，就是为着圣工的原因。
And if they use it, they use it for the purpose of holy work.
这个就是我们能够控制它。
And this is something which we are able to control.
那有 smartphone 没有问题啊？有你有这个。智慧手机就没有问题。
It doesn't mean that there is no a problem having smartphone.
但是如果我们被它控制。
But the problem lies in if we are controlled by it.
礼拜六我们是分别为圣的日子。
Sabbath day is a day in which we distinguish it from another day.
我们要来亲近神。
There is a day in which we are to draw ourselves closer to God.
但是通过智慧手机又回到世界去了。
But then through the smartphone we enter ourselves back into the world.
那变成世界跟我们跟神切割了。
And see myself. Then you will see that the world has cut you away from God.
所以神把以利亚送到基利西吧。
And so God sent Elijah into Brook Cherith.
什么都没有。
And he has nothing.
所以今天我们安息日来到教会。
And so on the Sabbath day we come to church.
最好就是做到世俗的事情，什么都没有，我只有神。
And so the best is that we do attain to a point in which we have nothing else but God.
还有，我就是弟兄姐妹跟他们在团契。
And that I am a brother and sister fellowshipping with other brothers and sisters.
那这样不管我们周日有多忙，我们的灵性不会往下掉。
And then it will be that no matter how busy our daily life may be, our spiritual life will not decline.
因为我们周六又跟神连上一。关系又好像充电又充进去了。
Because on Sabbath day we always recharge ourselves with God.
来到现神的殿专心的祷告。
To come to the temple of God and to focus on our prayers.
所以神为什么要派以利亚到基利西吧？
So why God sent Elijah to Brook Cherith?
不但跟物质世界切断。
Not only to separate himself from his world.
他吃的要乌鸦叼饼。
But then what he eats is to be provided by the ravens.
他喝的是渐渐减少的溪水。
And what he drinks is only from the brook.
这个都是他不能控制的。
And these are things in which he have no control of.
就是在他不能控制的时候，他只有一个方法，仰望神。
And that is to say, in the time in which he has no control of, that he must yearn and look up toward God.
因为乌鸦是神控制的，溪水是神控制的。
Because the raven was sent by God, the brook was also provided by God.
所以有时候神会让我遇到一个景况。
And so sometimes God enabled us to encounter a situation in our life.
我们的生活是我们没有办法控制的。
In which in our life we have completely no control of.
那我们就会学习仰望神。
And then we will have to learn to yearn and look up above to God.
当我们抬头仰望神。
And so when we lift up our eyes and look upon God.
我们就像一个老鹰往上飞了。
Then we are like an eagle that soars upon its wings.
我们有时候常常地面上事情太多。
Many times we have too many things going on in this world.
好像从来没有抬头望望天上的星星。
And so our head is always focused upon that of earth and never lift up to see the sky.
我们从来没有一次真的很安静的心来仰望神。
We never had this quiet moment in our life to really look above the heavens and to have this yearning for God.
但地面上都切断了，我们只有一条路往上看，不然就是绝路。
Everything has been disconnected from the world. We are forced to look up.
我们灵性就进步了。
And then you will see that you will have this growth in your spiritual life.
所以第一个，以利亚的信仰在基利西巴复兴。
And so the first we see here is that Elijah's faith is revived through Brook Cherith.
那从第八节开始
，And so verse 8
就进到寡妇的家。
He entered into the house of the widow.
他就体验到神的恩典不减少。
And then he comes to see that the blessing of God is never broken.
用一点油一点面
，using a little oil and flour，
维持到饥荒结束
，is able to maintain sustain life till the end.
所以这个属灵复兴就是在日常生活的很实际的体验当。中来增加我们的信心。
And so spiritual revival is through our everyday life that we experience God.
后来这个小孩子死里复活。
And for example, here the son was resurrected from the dead.
所以以利亚跟神重新建上关系。
And so Elijah here connect himself with God.
跟神有活泼的体验。
He has this very lively experience with God.
身上有神的恩典。
And among his life, there is the grace of God.
这个今天就是我们服侍神身上所需要具备的。
And this is what we need to prepare ourselves when we come to serve God.
那以利亚就进到以色列百姓当中来复兴他们的信仰。
And then Elijah went into the midst of the Israelites to revive their faith.
所以我们要复兴我们的家庭。我们做父母要先复兴自己。
And so for us to revive our family, we as parents must first revive ourselves.
我们做系负责要复兴我们宗教教育系，我们本身要有属灵的复兴。
As RE coordinators, if you are to revive your RE department, we ourselves must revive ourselves first.
那带着我们复兴过的灵性进到他们中间去带领他们有属灵的复兴。
Through our experience of our personal spiritual revival that we go into the midst and we are able to revive those around us.
看列王记上十八章
Let's look into 1 Kings 18
21节
18:21 And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
现在以利亚用理论来说明
And so Elijah here uses logic.
说你为什么心持两意呢
Say, How long will you falter between two opinions?
神只有一个啊
The Lord is God.
如果你们祖宗拜的神是神
If your ancestors worship God,
你就要弃掉巴利啊
Then you are to put away Baal.
如果巴利是神
But if Baal is God,
你就不需要再拜你祖宗的神了
Then you don't need to worship the God of your ancestors.
但是众民一言不答
But the people answered him not a word.
为什么
Why?
不愿意做选择
Because they were reluctant to make a decision.
因为选择表示你要站一边，放弃另外一边。
Because when you make a decision, you must choose one and you must forsake the other.
所以有时候我们宁愿过一个妥协的生活。
So sometimes we find, many times we find we live a life in which of compromise.
也跟世界做朋友，也跟神做朋友。
We would like to be friends with the world at the same time be friends with God.
我们不愿意做选择。
We do not want to make this decision.
因为选择很痛苦。
Because this choice is so difficult.
选择会让我们变成很孤单。
Because this choice makes us feel so lonely.
但除非我们做选择。
But unless we make this decision,
我们的灵性没有办法复兴。
Then our spiritual, we will not have the spiritual revival.
因为神与世界不能够同时存在。
Because God and the world cannot coexist in our life.
那怎么办?
And so what are we to do?
理论说明没有办法改变他们。
So we tried to use logic, but he was unable to change them.
我们看39节。
Let's turn to 39. 39. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces.
众民。
And they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
众民看见就俯伏在地说耶和华是神。耶和华是神。
All the people saw it. They fell on their face and said, "The Lord is God."
最后他们会复兴是看见。
And so in the end, they were able to have this revival because they seen.
看见神的大能力显在他们中间。
They have seen the mighty work of God among them.
所以就把假先知的这巴利的这些假先知全部都杀掉。
And so they seized the prophets of Baal, these false prophets, and they killed them all.
完全就归回。
And so they have this complete return.
所以箴言里面有一句话说：“我的儿子啊，将心归我。”
And so Proverbs says, "My son, return to me completely."
神在呼叫。
For God calls to every one of us.
我们就是他的儿女。
We are His children.
我们的心不要停留在世界。
For let our heart not dwell upon only in the world.
世界的王是魔鬼啊。
For the king of this world is Satan.
世界是败坏的。
For the world is corrupt.
圣经说我们要思想罗德的妻子。
And so the Bible tells us, let us meditate about the wife of Lot.
她已经离开了索多玛。
She had departed away from the city of God, Sodom and Gomorrah.
她的心还在索多玛。
But her heart still dwelt in Sodom.
怎么知道？
So how do we know?
因为她回头看。
Because she turned her head to look back into the city.
如果索多玛是不好的，
if Sodom and Gomorrah is not good,
我们看都不看。
Then we will not even turn to look back.
她的心还在那里。
But her heart was still there.
回头一看，变严重。
And so when she turned her head, she became a pillar of salt.
今天世界是不好的，我们才需要信耶稣。
And so today the world is bad. Therefore, that is why we need God. We need to believe in God.
世界是空的，我们才需要信耶稣。
The world is vanity, is empty. That's why we need the satisfaction and fulfillment from God.
但是如果我们再回头过来看，
but if we return our turn our head and look back,
我们就失去了力量。
Then you will lose strength.
更厉害的，属灵上变得严重。
Then what is even more serious is that in spirit we become pillar of salt.
所以他们看到神的大作为。
And so they witness the mighty work of God.
那他们就回心转意。
So they return back to the Lord.
那他们回心转意。
And so when they return to the Lord.
那四十一节。
Chapter 18, verse 41.Then Elijah said to Ahab, Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain.
所以今天怎么让我们宗教教育的学生每个人回心转意归向神，这个是重要的工作。
And so this is an important focus in our RE, is how to turn back all the heart of our students to God.
就是要让他们对神有体验。
And that is to say, they must have the spiritual experience with God.
他们心就回转向神。
And then their heart will turn back to God.
当一个人心回转向神。
When one's heart is turned back to God.
以利亚对亚瑟说，因为有多余的响声。
Then Elijah said to Ahab, there is the sound of abundance of rain.
他就很有信心了。
He is full of faith.
雨一定会下来。
Because rain is about to come.
其实他还没有祷告，接下去他才祷告。
Here, Elijah hasn't even knelt down to pray yet. He prays after.
他就知道神，他认识神很清楚啊。
But he knows God very well.
只要跟神的关系好，雨就会下来，恩典就会下来。
As long as he has this good relationship with God, the rain will come down and it will pour.
所以他祷告，恩雨就降下。
So when he prayed, it poured.
饥荒就解除。
And so it became the end of the drought.
所以我们今天所负责的宗教教育系。
And so today we are responsible for our RE.
我们最怕的是干旱。
What we are most afraid of is drought.
那宗教教育系干旱常常是因为教员的灵性干旱。
And today the most important reason why there is drought in our RE is because our RE teachers are in drought.
没有生命力。
They do not have life.
没有改变的生命。
They do not have a transforming life.
没有结果子。
They do not have fruit in their life.
那这样我们带出来的宗教界没有力量。
Then this RE department which we have brought up will have no strength.
那要让我们宗教界属灵上活泼起来。
Now so in order to have life in our RE, to have this revival in our department,
我们的灵性要先活泼起来。
Then our spiritual life must first become alive.
我们就可以告诉他们，跟我来。
Then we can tell them, come, follow me.
因为多余的响声已经来了。
Because there is the sound of abundance of rain.
我们宗教教育系属灵的复兴马上就要发生。
And then you will see and witness the great revival of the RE department.
唱诗。
Sing him.
256首。
256. I would like to conclude. Yeah,
也求神继续带领我们这个宗教教育系的活动。
We ask God to continue to guide all the work and activities involving RE.
那我们一起来祷告。
It's all in your name, pray.